With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The nation's most popular e-cigarette company has suspended sale of its flavored products at over 90,000 brick-and-mortar stores nationwide. Edward O'Brien reports that this development underwhelms Montana health officials.
Nicole Ani describes Juul Labs' announcement as
"It's a little too late and it's not quite enough."
Ani, the program manager for the Montana Health Department's Tobacco Use Prevention Program, says e-cigarettes are now the most commonly used tobacco product among Montana's youth.
Almost half of Montana high school students have tried e-cigarettes, and almost a quarter are using them regularly.
Ani says Juul owns almost 75% of the nation's lucrative e-cig market, with sales jumping almost 650% in a single year.
Juul looks like a flash drive. It can be charged by a computer. It's easily concealable. That appeals to youth. These products are new and attractive, and they take nicotine in a different form that kids have not seen before.
The company announced this week it will temporarily stop supplying its physical retailers with flavored liquid nicotine cartridges. Those flavors include mango, fruit, cucumber, and creme. Those products will continue to be available at its online store, but Juul says it will only sell to those who can prove they're at least 21 years old. It will not allow them to be sold at stores again until those retailers invest in technology designating Juul products as restricted to underage customers. The Montana Health Department's Nicole Ani says the company made this move only after the Federal Food and Drug Administration compelled Juul to explain how it will try to prevent youth from using their product.
This is not a proactive approach from Juul. This is a reactive approach. So yes, they're taking a step in the right direction, but it's only after the FDA has come after them.
The company also vowed to eliminate its Facebook and Instagram accounts. But again, Nicole Ani's unimpressed. She says the company's younger customers are so taken with the Juul brand, they frequently feature it in their own social media accounts anyway. Other brands of e-cigarettes continue to be available at Montana stores. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.